producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
How are you, America? Kate Delaney, ATN. Well, it's a done deal. The World Series is bagged. Congratulations to the Kansas City Royals. 7-2 win over the New York Mets. They had a 3-1 edge after Saturday's game, and they close it out in New York City, so they win 4-1. How about that? Think of 30 years. Last time they won was 1985. What's cool is they'll be throwing a big old parade, and everybody has an excuse to take off, right? Yeah. And in New York, they're going to be talking about mistakes that were made, errors, and whether or not Matt Harvey, who had started the game, was pitching well, should have been in for the ninth and final frame when he had pitched eight beautiful scoreless innings, and he demanded to stay in, begged his manager to let him stay in instead of going to his closer, Jairus Familia. He didn't do that, and they paid the price in the end as everything started to unravel, if we wanted to second guess. But I say you got to celebrate the Royals. This was such destiny for them. After losing last year, they bounced back in a very, very big way. How about the Republicans? You want to talk about being on a team with World Series caliber ideas. I'm going to say as a group, I give them a massive round of applause because, you know, what's happening with these debates, and I went through how many there were and where the next ones were and how crazy insane it is for the Republicans, but it's huge ratings for these networks that are floundering, especially these cable networks. So CNBC had 15 million people watch. For them, that is huge. They could sell massive spots. They wanted 3.5 hours. They got 2 after there was squawking, and then it was disastrous with some of the inane questions and the candidates that were left out and didn't get asked hardly any questions. So the Republican candidates themselves are requesting that, no, we don't do this anymore. That instead, we want some other things to happen. We want to change what's going on. Now, this is the scoop. Several campaigns said they want all 14 candidates to appear on the same stage, or splitting the debates into 2 randomly assigned groups of 7. But then there were representatives for some of the front runners, especially the Donald Trump people, that objected to that suggestion, because why would he want to be split up into the other debate? So I get that. They're talking about a 2-hour time limit, 30 seconds for opening and closing remarks, equal speaking time for every candidate. They were remarkably limited in what the scope is when compared to the proposals that they had in the days leading up to a meeting, because they had a big meeting. They were talking about having a huge overhaul. And I'll be curious to see, because it's going to include this letter with these demands. And they sent this, by the way, the campaigns are sending a co-signed letter to the networks later this week. No input from the Republican National Committee. Nothing from Priebus or Rance Priebus or any of the people concerned with running the RNC detailing the demands. They just are going ahead with it. So it's going to include Fox Business News. They host the next debate on November 10th. And CNN, the host of the next debate after that on December 15th, they'll get a letter too. They had a meeting at the Hilton Old Town in Alexandria, Virginia. It lasted for 2 hours. It was convened by Ben Carson's campaign manager and included representatives from all the campaigns. The objective was better control in determining what the debate criteria is with media sponsors. a role that until now had been held by the RNC. So the campaigns have been frustrated with the, how they're being handled and how messy the CNBC debate was, the third one. So instead, they went rogue. How about that? So now to appease the campaigns before that Sunday meeting, you know, they're going crazy, the RNC, they announced that they appointed a new official to as the chief operating officer and former chief counsel to serve as the lead debate negotiator between campaigns and the media networks. But see, I think they're not going to care despite that shakeup. I think it's going to be like, hey, you know what? We're just, you're going to have to take a back seat because we're jumping ahead. And I love it. I say bravo. They send all their campaign, well, their campaign people in charge of this to go and negotiate. Okay, let's negotiate. Cut the nonsense. We're not going to let the people that we're going on the stage debate, we're not going to let them control everything. And so we want to see a change in this. Ooh. So now if you're Fox Business News, you got to be kidding. I just think if you're Fox, you are just furious at CNBC because you think they really blew it for all of us, right? We're getting the fat checks. We're selling out the time. We know that there's going to be people watching. And now you're telling us less time. You want to make sure everybody gets equal time. And I just think it's good. I think it shows some initiative. Instead of just laying in the weeds and complaining on the stage or complaining through the media when they're asked about it, just take the bull by the horns, skip over the RNC, even if they're furious, and do what needs to be done. So I say that shows some initiative by these candidates, and I think that's a really, really good thing. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think that's one of the biggest things that came out of the weekend, some of the revelations of how the debates, the future debates, were being handled instead of just saying, okay, we're going to go, we're going to complain, and then, you know, we'll figure it out afterwards. No, don't do it afterwards. Do it now. Sad news, former Senator Fred Thompson, you might have heard this over the weekend, you know, you saw him on the tube, you saw him as senator, he ran in 2008 briefly, dead at the age of 73. He was suffering from Hodgkin's lymphoma. He had diagnosed about a decade ago and had really fought it off, but then he got a reoccurrence of it. So his family, of course, mourning. And he was very popular, I have to say. And there's a guy who definitely was a hard right turn, but he had friends that were Democrats. He had plenty of friends on the floor that were Democrats. He knew how to negotiate, frankly. I think that's part of it. He knew how to... you know, work the system so that he could try to get some things done. And he was, besides that, he was pretty well liked because he had such a great sense of humor. So that's very, very sad. And in the meantime, the other sad thing over the weekend is this Russian plane that broke up in the air, and they have flown bodies home from Egypt. There are 25 kids on board. Most of the people on board were Russians. The Russians are sending, or they're probably there right now, a crew to assess the scene. The debris was spread out all over the place. You know, just gone at 31,000 feet, which is pretty darn high. That just doesn't happen. ISIS is claiming that they're taking responsibility for it, although that seems unlikely, as most would say. Stay with us. More coming your way as I jump the fence. Jump with me here on America Tonight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
We can count 7-2. That was the final of the World Series game that put a fork in the Mets and sent the Royals to the champagne-laced lockers. Eventually on the road, there'll be a big celebration, I'm sure, in KC. They just were too good. When the Mets made a mistake or left an opening, the Royals took advantage pound for pound all up and down that team. It just shows you that there is no quit in teams that believe they're winners. When they lost last year to San Francisco, nobody talked for 2 weeks. They could barely talk. They get into the marathon that is the baseball season, much like a political campaign, and they go to work. And then they get back to the World Series. Nobody really picking them to get back there again, except for really true blue fans. They do it. And they get there and then ultimately knock off the Mets 4-1. First time in, well, they're back for the first time in 30 years winning it. Huge, huge moment for the Kansas City Royals. And a bad weekend for the New York Mets, who could have won both of the games. But coulda, woulda, shoulda just doesn't work in sports or, by the way, ultimately in politics. Movies, movies, movies. You want to escape all of the nonsense that's going on around us. The movies is a good place to do it if you can find a good movie. There was a movie out this week. We previewed it called Burnt. And Bradley Cooper was a former Top Chef in Paris. Took in $5 million. It was on 3,000 screens. My math is not that fuzzy. That's not a good opening. There was another one called Our Brand is Crisis, and it's the true tale of political strategists in Bolivia. And that raked in $3.4 million on 2,200 screens. Not good. Though, what, you know, it was modest, you know, as far as the film. It's the worst wide release debut of a movie headlined by Sandra Bullock, even falling below the $4.7 million opening of Two If by Sea in 1996. So then there were a couple of other movies. There was a movie called Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse, $1.8 million, but that was 1,500 screens. Well, you get the gist of this. See, now there's some big movies coming up. You've got the James Bond film, Spectre. That's in the next couple of weeks. That should be pretty big. I mean, it's opened in a few international markets. In the UK, of course, it's going to be big. $63.8 million over the weekend. That was the debut. That's huge, I would say. The Martian, which I saw and recommended, overall, that's raked in $180.8 million. Then you had Goosebumps, Bridge of Spies. All of those are doing pretty well. And Goosebumps, it's funny. I was just in a store over the weekend, a bookstore, and I think there's a gazillion of those. And that's young adult books that was turned in. They were turned into a movie. So how about that? Which young adult literature, for people who don't know, has become so big that authors like a John Grisham are now in the young adult market writing young adult books. James Patterson writing a young adult book. I know you've heard of him if you read it all. And, you know, even, there was somebody I was so stunned by, Miami writer Carl Hiaasen is also now dipping into the young adult market because they see these are the books that are selling. And if you want shelf space, which is about shelf space, that's where you go. So that's the reason why. All right, let me give you one more, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. If you want to get something off your chest, you can, 855-266-5283. What do you say? Is it a good thing? Is it a good thing what has happened with the Republicans rising up and saying, no, we want a little more control over the debate situation? Yeah, we don't want to be told that this is 3 hours and that you're going to ask the same people the same questions. All right, here's our last one. A huge chunk of rock and ice slid down Canada's Mount Steele about a month ago, maybe less than a month ago, at a pretty wild speed. They say about 123 miles an hour. The aftermath, the gargantuan landslide, about 50 million tons tumbled down the mountain. Can you imagine? And it was captured. This is so cool. It was captured in a satellite image that was released by NASA's Earth Observatory. It's the fifth tallest mountain in Canada. Mount Steele is a major peak. It towers over the Yukon Territory, and it's very cool. But it's laced with seismic activity, and you see all this waves of energy, and it's kind of wild. So the way to go to do that is go to NASA. They have all kinds of cool cameras anyway that you can view things. And you just have to experiment a little bit, and you'll see some pretty wild stuff that they've photographed. All right, speaking of wild, let's go to Grim in Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Go Bees!
I love it.
Speaking of numbers, I would have nailed the score, but I missed it by a factor of 3.
Do you believe it?
Yeah, well, hey, what was it, 1029?
Yep. Well, you're getting closer. That's the key thing.
Yeah, well, 10, I missed it by 10 points with Denver and missed it by 3. But, you know, a factor of 3, you know.
Almost. Exactly.
But what you were talking about, I think the Republicans ought to embrace it. Why run from it?
Well,
show the, just, you know, go ahead. You know, that's a foolish thing, is to run from it, because what do they really have to fear? Go ahead and show how foolish the networks are.
And they're doing that. You know how they're showing them? They're saying, you know what, we'll do 2 hours, but we're not going to give you this third cockamamie hour when you're not even asking everyone on the stage questions. We're not being totally ridiculously demanding.
That's ridiculous there. You know, I mean, I can understand them saying, come on, give us a break. Nobody's going to watch 3 hours. You know,
yeah.
We'll be lucky to have 30 minutes of their attention.
Right.
But what I'm really saying is the questions, the ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, go ahead and continue to embrace them instead of saying we're never going to do business. Well, no. Let's just, you know. Because now they just say, you know, well, they don't want to talk to us. I mean, we're the number one journalists that are out here. Why don't you want us to interview? You know, you see, they're going to come back and make them look foolish. You know, the Democrats most definitely will say that.
Right, exactly.
So I would embrace it and continue, you know, showing how dumb they are. Give them no place to go, Kate.
And they were exposed. There was big exposure on that CNBC thing. There's no question. Even journalists, you could find very few people that were saying, "Oh, that was terrific, great questions." Yeah, absolutely. No. Mm-mm.
Well, that's the thing. It made such big news. Everybody's like, "Man, that was stupid." I mean, even the liberals were sitting there. What were you thinking?
Right. I think that's funny, and that's really brutal. Can you imagine if you were any of those people? It's like, oh man, I'm getting pounded from all sides. But they had to know because they didn't do enough research.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, I mean, what do they call that? I'm trying to think. I'm thinking attack, but that's not what they call it. You know, when you get
gotcha questions.
Well,
there were some gotcha questions in there.
Yeah, when you get interviewed by somebody that you think that, you know, the interview is going to go a totally different way. They have.
Yeah.
I can't say. But anyhow, what I'm really getting at is now they're running away from it, giving them an excuse.
Right.
It gives them an excuse. I wouldn't run away from it. I say, yeah, we'll continue the debates with you. You know, and then when it comes to the questions, you know, hey, we're already ready for you. We'll show you how.
Yeah, I like that.
Are.
Yeah, we're ready for you. I love that, Grim. Thanks. We're ready for you. Absolutely. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to fill in the gaps for sure with some levity. Want some levity? Want a dose of humor mixed in? Yeah, you do. That's next.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other child wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
All right, we're back here on America Tonight. Reminding you, by the way, we do this thing called Nail the Score, and every week people call or send us their guests at americatonight.net. You have to wait. Sorry, this is how it goes, because otherwise it wouldn't be fair to everybody. But we do it for one segment. It's on our Tuesday into Wednesday show. Easy to remember. Second hour. Last segment, second hour, last segment, and we'll be doing it this week as I'm taking a few days off, but we've got the best of and some fresh material. It's awesome, and I am going to call in from an undisclosed location just to do Nail the Score. So rest assured, we will be doing that on Tuesday into Wednesday. So the game this week, by the way, the game this week was Green Bay and Denver. You know, and that was, I'll tell you, that was billed as probably the best game. Sunday night games are huge on the Peacock Network, seriously. I mean, they've been so tight, so close, down to the wire. It's been a crazy year in football. Although I suppose I could say, if I looked back, that last year there were some wild games, and there's always wild games. But it was kind of the capper of what was a crazy day. I'll just tell you this, because, you know, we did the number thing briefly, but here's a big juicy number before I get to the game of the week that was our Nail the Score game. The computer randomly picks it. New Orleans and the Giants went after each other big time. So 101 points scored altogether. Drew Brees sets a record, touchdown passes, 7. Eli Manning in the loss, 6. It was crazy. So you never know what's going to happen. That's why there's no bad guesses. If you don't like football but you want to participate, just do it. There's no wrong scores. I mean, if you don't nail it, you don't nail it. But we just announce what the game is, and you pick a side and tell us the score. So you have that score. Now listen to this. Some of the other scores in the week. Seattle beats Dallas 13-12. Really? 13-12. I mean, that's an oddball score, isn't it? Minnesota beats Chicago 23-20. Houston blew out Tennessee 26. So, see, you can pick any numbers. Now, as for the game of the week, Denver shellacked Green Bay, in a sense, 29-10. And it's interesting, but you look at the guesses, 29-10. You had Pete saying Green Bay, 28-19. I had a crazy guess. I said Packers, 28-26. We had other Bronco guesses, but nobody, Sharon, in Portland, Maine, said Broncos win it 34-27. Nobody had the exact score, however. Grimm, 19-13. So make sure you participate, because I'm going to make sure that I am there for you on Tuesday into Wednesday. And it's a silly, fun thing we do for one segment. So that's it. You got to get in. Get in and get out. On this show, as I like to say, we weave in a few other things because we could go all day long about the nonsense emanating out of Washington. And frankly, we do a lot. We have guests on from all over the place and all different possibilities of what's happening as far as the legislation's concerned. We talk about Paul Ryan as the Speaker of the House. He says it's going to start now from the bottom. It's not going to be about top heavy as far as the Speaker's concerned. And we'll see how that works out because he knows this. There's a lot of scenarios working within the Republican Party. And I'll tell you one thing. You do have to be unified if you want to win the election. There has to be some, even if you're muttering under your breath, there has to be some unification or it doesn't happen. There's just no room because you can't accommodate, especially now, you can't accommodate everybody. It's impossible to do that. I mean, it's that hard. It's not how it used to be. When I say it's not how it used to be, I mean it's not. It's a different ballgame, a different day. Everybody wants their say, and they want their say or forget it. There is not a lot of compromise anymore. But within your own party, you start to eat your own too much, and then that can be a disaster, especially when you're looking at how many Democrats there are, just a handful. Right? Really one. Hillary Clinton. She's going to get it. It'd be stunning if she didn't get it. She'll get it. All right. Let's move on to some wacky, crazy news. I read this story a couple of times over the weekend, and I thought, ugh, I must have had too much caffeine. I must have had one too many cups of coffee because I am reading this headline that talks about a deer was hit by a car, and so the deer's hit by the car, and how it knew to do this, I don't know, it just got lucky, just went to a building, I'm not sure, but this deer gets hit, and you know how many deer are hit, especially in a population where it's exploded, and they're come closer, it used to be what we would talk about, we called it the deer woods, going to the Jersey Shore, past Atlantic City. But anyway, I digress. This deer, apparently, after being hit by a car, brought itself into a New York emergency room. So can you imagine seeing this deer in bad condition, just walking up to the emergency room? And so, of course, what are they going to do? They they try to help the deer. They say just walk through the automatic doors. And I made about 20 feet down the hall before they corralled it. And they said, this is in Rochester, that there were two deputies that happened to be at the hospital or wandered in. So they strapped the deer to a gurney, wheeled it out to the parking lot. And sadly, this is someone we're trying to help it, one of the deputies put the deer down because I guess it was just in too bad a shape. Oh. But I think it's just, you know, pure luck wandered in there and kind of scared some of the people that were in the hallway because they weren't expecting that. All right, how about this in Sacramento? Sacramento, they okayed the ban of... You're going to love this. Of all the things we can ban in America, and you may be listening to me outside of America, in Sacramento, they okayed the ban of loud or sleeping people. You know, that's like become like the new complaint. Loud or sleeping people are going to be asked to leave buses and trains under these new rules. People are not enjoying people snoring loudly when they're on the train. They say, then this is what they're saying. Is this kind of ridiculous, though, in a way? They're saying if they can make it more attractive or make it more enjoyable to use the light rail or bus, then people are more apt to use it. I mean, are you kidding me? So, like a lot of other American cities, Sacramento fans out toward its suburbs in like a sprawling metropolitan grid. So there's more cars than transit. And they're struggling to win over what they're calling the middle class riders to get them on the buses and on the trains and go to the basketball games and whatever. And if they could just have less people snoring and talking loudly, then it'd be better. They had about 7,000 customers that contacted the advocacy department, which takes complaints, and they reported, for the most part, 2-1, they were complaining about loud noises, they were complaining about snoring, they were complaining about sound equipment that was, you could hear it, it was ridiculous, they said. So they've decided now this is, you know, this isn't going to happen anymore. So we're going to have a ban on that. How do you ban that? How do you ban, I mean, when it's not obvious, if it's somebody's being ridiculous, of course, but somebody falls asleep, they're exhausted, they fall asleep and they happen to snore. Ooh, I think that could be a slippery slope. I do. I think that could be tough. I'm not sure I agree with that. I get the, like if someone, again, is a taunter being nutty, coming on, smashing their music around, trying to really make people feel uncomfortable, that's one thing. But somebody sitting there sleeping and they're exhausted, probably who knows many how many jobs they're working or what's going on. I mean, give them a break. I think that's wrong. I'm sorry, please get off the train right now. It is not attractive to our middle class clientele that we are hoping to attract, so we're going to have to boot you off the train. Yeah, I'm going to have to say that's not right. I don't think so. I've seen some sweet people where I've been on public transportation that you can just tell they are just dog tired. And so if they snore a little bit, I mean, come on, then put on your headphones or just bring headphones with you or bring earplugs if it's that bad. How about this? Police in Russia stopped a hearse speeding on a highway only to find a half a ton of caviar stashed inside. The Interior Ministry's department said on Tuesday of last week the hearse was caught speeding on a road connecting not far from the Chinese border when they found underneath reefs lying next to a casket caviar, and they had caviar inside the casket, which of course did not have a body. They might have been trying to make a little money on this side. Just think of how expensive caviar is. Stay with us. Luke Vargas coming up next on America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For this hour of ATN, very pleased to welcome to the show Luke Vargas. And I'll tell you what, he is a world traveler. Don't we say that all the time? And he is on an amazing tour. He is in Slovenia right now. Hey, Luke, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning from Slovenia.
Yes, good morning. So you're doing a 10-day tour of the Balkans and the Afghan-Syrian, you know, where we're talking about the Afghan-Syrian refugee crisis and where people are filtering in. And I can only imagine what that's going to be like. Tell us what you expect to see or what you're going to be doing along the way.
I'm about halfway in at this point, so I've seen a good amount, and I know what I'm going to see from here on out. I arrived in Belgrade, Serbia, which is a very good place to begin, I've learned. It's, you know, basically what we're seeing and what this trip is trying to look at is the flow of people who are coming from two routes. These are the people who are making the crossing between Turkey and Greece via boat. This has been a very publicized route, and the people who are also going through Turkey and going via land illegally to Bulgaria. And these two flows of people are basically converging in Serbia. And from there, these individuals are all basically traveling together. The government is to varying, these various governments in the Balkans are to varying degrees either letting them travel on their own through these countries or, as is the case in Croatia, where I just was yesterday, basically doing the travel for them, subsidizing and not really giving them any choices about where they go. But this is the convergence point of people from, I'd say, easily a dozen countries that I've identified, the main ones being Syrian and Afghanistan, but there are many others that maybe we're surprised to hear about, Mongolia and China. You have folks from West Africa. It's just amazing that they are all here at one time, and it makes you realize just the historical rarity here, how unprecedented this is. I mean, there are other huge refugee movements during the period in recent history, but not this many countries all moving at once.
Yeah, and to see that, as you say, how fascinating that is and making you realize that. Are you seeing a lot of children, all kinds of people, all different ages, I would imagine?
Yeah, so the demographics and the way they're changing are very interesting. The sort of logic I had thought about before I came was that if you're leaving, let's say, Syria now, as opposed to early on in the war there, that you maybe be of greater financial means, that you had savings, you were able to stick it out in Syria for some time, you probably had a good job, and that only now are even people with good jobs being pushed out of the country. That's true to a certain extent if you were a shop owner, for example, as opposed to just a laborer who was, you know, cut from the workforce very early on. There are some people like that. But the reality is that in a now five-year conflict in Syria, for example, people who had financial means left early. People who had connections in other country used and leaned on those connections in 2011 or 2012. And now what you're basically seeing are young men. I'd say it's basically 80% single men traveling either by themselves or in groups at this point, and then poorer families. The logic sort of flips here, which is that people did sock away money thinking that this could be a long conflict. They tried to wait it out, but by now they've drained through their entire savings. So you are seeing entire families with young children, elderly parents and grandparents walking with them who have nothing now, who maybe if they left a few years ago could have had a shred of savings, and now it's complete desperation. So it's really a mix. There's a little bit of both the advantaged and the extremely disadvantaged now, but basically all the humanitarian actors I talk to say that the desperation levels of those leaving now is higher than it was a few years ago.
Yeah, and what's the process as they're moving through this system?
It's a little different in every country. Most countries are doing some sort of registration. It's not full registration. Basically, despite EU laws, something called the Dublin Regulation, which essentially says that the country you first arrived to in the European Union, you need to apply for asylum there. Basically, nobody wants to apply for asylum in Greece if they have the choice. So the Greeks are permitting people to go through a very cursory registration and then move to Macedonia. The Macedonians know nobody wants to seek asylum there, and then they just move you through, again, doing very limited paperwork. As you begin to come into Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, and then on to the sort of countries that people want to go to, Austria and Germany, the level and sort of level of detail in the registration begins to increase. In Serbia, when you arrive, you're given a card. It entitles you to stay in the country for 72 hours and to receive limited medical attention. The reality is that there's such an urgency, though, on the part of the people who are traveling that even free health care and the ability to, if you needed to, stay in a hospital for a few days to receive treatment for all sorts of severe maladies, there's no patience to wait. There's such a fear that borders will close that nobody is taking a government like Serbia up on that offer. And so as you come to Croatia, where you're not given any freedom of movement, you cannot linger for even 72 hours, and you won't be receiving any government services except for maybe a cot and a little food for the night. That's actually much more in line with what people want to do. Even when they're given a chance to sleep for up to 12 hours in a safe place, they say, I'll take an hour of rest and get back on the road. So there's just this urgency even to push past sometimes social services when they're available in some of these less desirable countries, because the end is in sight, and that's, you know, going there is much more important than delaying the journey to deal with paperwork or any other considerations.
What does this mean for you, Luke, to be here and to see this?
I guess, you know, it's obviously very affecting. I felt this way after going to Jordan 3 years ago now. It's amazing it's been that long, and seeing the refugee camps there. It takes a few days to work up your confidence as a young reporter to just ask people if they speak English. And I've learned that, you know, because I haven't been able to pay for a translator here, which basically they're all taken up by the United Nations, and those that are available are extremely expensive, that actually just walking with crowds, I spent maybe 6 hours overnight at a transit camp between Serbia and Croatia, and just stayed with a few different young men the whole time and had hours-long conversations with them in broken English, albeit, but using Google Translate to make it all better. It's a powerful journey. I guess what it's teaching me is how I'm becoming a little bit of a professional at diagnosing, I won't tell people this, but for my own purposes, whether their asylum applications are going to be successful, and then sort of pairing the country that they want to go to with the statistics we're seeing about acceptance rates. And I will send you, I know you are going to be off the air, but I will send you later this week sort of the feature I'm working on, which is three different men. They're all 25 to 26 years old from Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria. And they all have very interesting stories, but because of very particular things in international law, probably only one or perhaps two of them are going to receive asylum status. And the reality is that it doesn't have to do with the job you want. In Afghanistan, there's a young human rights lawyer who is disabled. He has no hands, yet he is a very, you know, sort of was established in a small town. He is worried about rising Taliban violence in Afghanistan and is fleeing for Europe. Unfortunately, EU law, which is even more generous than sort of international law, as basically prescribing a category for people who are fleeing generalized violence, he probably will be denied asylum because technically he could go to other parts of Afghanistan and not be at risk of the Taliban. Whereas anybody from Iraq and anybody from Syria are in a much different category, that even if they live in an area that is safe, and in Syria that doesn't really exist, but in Iraq there are some places, that is basically an instant trigger that your asylum application will be accepted. So it's these splitting hairs. It's painful, but this is the reality of a system like this.
Wow. Luke Vargas, thanks so much for checking in with us. We appreciate it, and I can't wait to hear the rest of your work. Thanks, and really dig in there, as you always do, and bring such wonderful reports back to really open people's eyes. Thanks, Luke.
Thank you. Take care.
Wow, good stuff from Slovenia. And you heard what he had to say about what he was finding out and just looking at the sea of humanity. And it really brings it home, that's for sure. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you